This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has stepped up efforts to trace and rescue Indian nationals stranded in Nepal due to flash flood tragedy. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that contact has not been established with 288 Indian nationals who were present in Nepal when the tragedy occurred. They include 73 Indians who were working on the Trishuli One power project. He said the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu is in touch with the project authorities to collect information as communication links in the affected area have been disrupted. Mr. Jaiswal said the two separate groups of 37 and 49 nationals from Tamil Nadu who travelled from Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, 32 nationals from West Bengal in Timure and Rasuwa districts of Nepal, and 33 Indian nationals from Kerala are still unreachable. He said the Indian authorities are making all possible efforts in coordination with the Nepalese authorities to establish contact with the stranded Indians and ensure their safety.
Prime Minister yesterday spoke to the Prime Minister of Nepal, conveyed our deepest condolences, conveyed that India stands in solidarity with people of Nepal, has also offered all possible humanitarian assistance from our side. As per information currently available, there are 288 Indian nationals who remain uncontactable.
Mr. Jaiswal said that India sent more than 47 tons of emergency relief supplies aimed at supporting Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. He said that India is also mobilizing Bailey bridges to assist in rescue and relief efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said that government has set up a control room in the Ministry of External Affairs, which will function round the clock. He said Indian embassies both in Kathmandu and Beijing have also set up 24/7 helplines. On the international stranded in Chinese side, Mr. Jaiswal said that the Indian embassy in Beijing is making all efforts for the safe evacuation. He said there are approximately 200 Indian nationals who have sought assistance for evacuation. External Affairs Ministry has informed that 21 Indian nationals from Tamil Nadu who travelled for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra have been rescued in Nepal. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, today said that the devastating flash floods in Nepal have so far had no adverse impact on the border areas of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. However, the situation has been continuously monitored in coordination with the two state governments. NDRF Inspector General Narendra Singh Bundela said that 20 NDRF teams have been deployed in the two states, including 9 in Bihar and 11 in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is fully committed to creating a modern sports ecosystem for India in the 21st century. He said from sports universities to modern training centres, an ecosystem has been developed across the country where talent receives support at every stage. Addressing the Khelo India dialogue through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said that sports is not limited merely to winning medals, rather it is a mission to unite India's sporting prowess and youth power in the building of a developed India.
जब मैं स्पोर्ट्स की बात करता हूँ, तो ये केवल मेडल जीतने तक सीमित नहीं है। ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण में भारत की खेल शक्ति और भारत की युवा शक्ति को एक साथ जोड़ने का अभियान है। मैं हमेशा कहता आया हूँ, जो खेले वो खिले और खेल में खिलना सिर्फ मैदान पर जीतना नहीं है। खेल में खिलना मतलब व्यक्तित्व का खिलना और देश का गौरव बढ़ाना।
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country's engagement with the world should always align with the interests of the country, Rashtrahit Sarvapari. Officer trainers of the Indian Foreign Service called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in a negative territory today. The Sensex declined 539 points or 0.70% to close at 76,934. The Nifty lost 117 points or 0.48% to settle at 24,991. In men's cricket, Sri Lanka have extended the lead over India to 189 runs in the second innings of the second and final test at Colombo after India enforced the follow-on. Sri Lanka were 402 for 9 a short while ago. Earlier, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 290 in the first innings after India declared the first innings at 503 for 9. And that is the end of this news bulletin.